Football fans, the wait is over. Playoff football is back in action this weekend, and now with Bet365, you can get in on it too. Starting Thursday, Bet365 is offering to double your money with a super boost on one or more passing yards in the Denver versus Buffalo game. That's right, all it takes is one single yard. So even if your team doesn't start strong, you can. Only with Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Select markets only. Minimum, maximum, wager, and fixed boost percentage applies. Super boost for single bets only. T&Cs and restrictions apply.
Morning and welcome to the Uncle Phil's podcast. I'm your host, Uncle Phil. And tonight we got another special guest. So before I get started, let me just say goodbye to this song. All right. Anyway, hey, Dave, what are you doing?
Hey, Phil, how's it going?
All right. We got the resident expert in the NFL, Dave Karras, here. And Dave, you know, we had a plan today to talk about two things. Number one, the games this weekend, and then the coaching carousel, which took a turn today.
Exactly.
With Mike Tomlin stepping down.
Yep. But what do I get into first? Do you want to talk about the games? Or do you want to talk about the coaches?
Let's go about the games first, because let me tell you, okay. I haven't watched as much football as I did this weekend. And I'm telling you, the NFL lucked out with a lot of great games. It's the last two were not that good, right? The Charger game and the Pittsburgh game last night.
Right.
Other than that, I thought they were phenomenal games.
Yeah, no, it was excellent. And, you know, as a Giants fan, the Eagles going down is always fun. So it's it just like there's always Dallas Cowboys elimination day. There's also a Philadelphia Eagles elimination day. So
did you see the fans, what they were doing? They were throwing beer.
Yeah, they're a bunch of thugs.
I mean, it was really, really gross. I got to be honest with you. And it's not all the Philadelphia Eagle fans. Let's be honest. I know some of them, and they're really good guys.
Right.
But these fans they threw snowballs, I believe, at Santa Claus at one time, didn't they?
That's right. There's nothing like the Eagle fans, and when they get their – hearts broken. It's nothing. There's nothing like watching that misery. So it was interesting. I did think that the key to the 49ers winning that game was if Brock Purdy and Christian McCaffrey could be contributors on a high level.
Well, let's be honest. The best player on that team on the field is Christian McCaffrey.
100%.
And Brock Purdy, he played phenomenal. Let me tell you, it was a nail biter, though. I really didn't know who was going to win that game. And A.J. Brown, I don't know what happened to him.
Yeah, well, he's a head case. He's always been a head case. I actually was reading a bunch about him. And, this problem went back to his Titans days. So he's got his own – he's got a lot of issues. Now he wants to be traded. So, yeah, God bless, he'll be traded. I'm sure they'll figure that out this time for real. And but, yeah, to me, I thought the 49ers had a good shot if Purdy would, you know, be able to stay upright and McCaffrey would be able to run the ball. And I got a shout-out. I know Kittle went down, but, you know, he's a great player. But really, all the guys catching the ball for Purdy, Jennings is one of my favorite wide receivers in the entire NFL. So he's a big part of why they were able to do the things they were able to do. And it's just fun to watch that kind of receiver. He reminds me of like a throwback, like a Fitzgerald or Anquan Boldin kind of guy. Physical, you know, great hands, makes the tough possession catches. And he's just a key cog in that offense. And, you know, obviously McCaffrey is the engine, but the shiny chrome is definitely Jennings and all the good things he can do to help his quarterback. So, I really appreciate his play, the style of play he puts out there every week. So, it's really, really fun to watch.
How about the Green Bay Chicago game? Now, I got this.
Just a classic.
I watched the first half of that game, and I said, wow, Green Bay just dominated this game. It's not even going to be close.
Yep.
And then you turn around and see what happened in the second half. I mean, it was brilliant by Caleb Williams. He was great.
Yeah, absolutely. And it just seemed, it seemed to follow the theme of the other two games. And, you know, Chicago finds a way late, you know, to come back and take the game from under Green Bay's nose. I mean, you know, I got to, you know, wonder if, you know, you had Micah Parsons, how that might have changed a lot of things. But, you know, they did beat them once with Parsons. So, and I think Parsons went out in the second game. But, you know, it may have changed a little bit. But, you know, the Green Bay defense was highly touted. It is highly regarded. The defensive coordinator is a head coach candidate. So that they did not stand up and get one stop at the end is really disappointing. Really disappointing.
And you got to be, you know, LaFleur is a lame duck right now. And you got to think that there's a possibility that he might be let go too. But I know they say no, but, you know, they can't be happy with him.
Yeah, we'll get into the coaches, but the last thing I heard about him, LaFleur, is that he's going to be extended. But we'll see, you know, how that all plays out.
All right. Well, how about the Rams in Carolina? Now, another great game, right?
Absolutely. But, yeah, you got to give credit to the Panthers for fighting.
Well, but, you know? but sloppy play by Bryce Young.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's a young kid, you know. I kind of can excuse that as his first playoff game. If we all Giants fans remember Eli Manning's first playoff game, that wasn't very pleasant either. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that was 2005. They won the division. They had a great season. But his first playoff game against Carolina was terrible, ironically, Carolina. So, you know, here is the Panthers, you know, up and coming, and they kind of snuck in there with a three-way tie in first place. You know, give them credit. They've hung in most of the season when they've had to. They've won the key divisional games to get the tiebreaker. And Bryce Young, he's a young kid, and he's got some, you know, ups and downs, and he's going to learn. And they keep building that team around him and get the offensive line bulked up. And, you know, they have a nice running back there. I know he's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Get him another wide receiver maybe or something like that.
Yeah.
And keep building their defense. That team will rise to the South to be the team in the NFC South on a yearly basis to beat. So right now they're the one that, you know, may push ahead of all the other ones. You know, I don't know how much more the Baker Mayfield experiment in Tampa is going to last, and I also don't know what you're going to get with Penix in Atlanta, because he's got his third ACL now.
Yeah, that's
so. And the Saints obviously have a long way to go. So, I think Carolina is an interesting team, and I give them all the credit in the world, fighting tooth and nail with its Super Bowl champion Matthew Stafford, all that hoopla that comes with and the coach, you know. So the head coach of the Rams and the genius that he is. So they fought up against all that stuff and gave him a good fight. And I think it's a good sign for that team and that organization's future.
Well, and next comes the game, my favorite game of the day, the Jacksonville-Buffalo game. I thought that was phenomenal, up and down.
Awesome. Yeah.
Every, what is it, like four score changes in the fourth quarter?
Yep.
I mean, you know, amazing. Trevor Lawrence has nothing to be ashamed of in that game. I know,
absolutely not.
I know, yeah. You know, there were some interceptions, but really, I think the problem that team had was they didn't use Travis Etienne enough. I mean, he only had 10 carries, and
yep.
I picked him in my playoff fantasy, so I was a little disappointed. He did get me a touchdown on a reception.
Yeah, but I think that's the key for Jacksonville and Trevor Lawrence. They have a nice balance. When they don't, you know, you're putting too much on his shoulders. I think he's Trevor Lawrence is a good quarterback. I, you know, he's never going to be one of the all-time greats, I don't think. You know, he's not going to be one of those, you know, I don't know if he's going to even be a Hall of Fame quarterback, but I can tell you he's going to be good. And he's going to continue to be good, and he's going to, you know, stay, as long as he stays healthy and they keep, you know, him upright, and they keep giving him a supplemental running game, and, you know, keep that defense, you know, churning out, you know, a respectable defense every year. They're you know, perfectly capable of taking on that AFC South, though we got to get to the Houston Texans, who, oh man, they're one of my favorite. I mean, one of my favorite teams to watch right now. That defense and what they did to Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. I know the Steelers were just not exactly what they used to be at one point. But oh my goodness, that Houston Texans defense makes you want to drool.
I just don't like the offense enough, but their defense.
Yeah, I don't know that they have enough on offense to take the whole thing. But my gosh, there's nothing more enjoyable for me as a defensive person on the NFL side to watch. Mm-hmm. A defense like that just absolutely dominate a game.
It was total domination. I mean, Aaron Rodgers had no time to move around. He was getting hit left and right. He was forcing throws. It was actually crazy.
Yeah, it looked terrible. And I just, you know, I've been talking to a lot of people about Aaron Rodgers. I have a friend at work who's a Steelers fan, big Steelers fan over all these years. And, you know, certainly didn't expect Tom to quit. But he certainly did expect Aaron Rodgers to be absolutely terrible. And it's exactly what he expected. He had said this all along, that their offense is a joke, and it's been a joke all season. And you know, with that performance, I just don't see how he can continue. I think it's time to let it go. Yeah, you know, Tom Brady is a freak. Okay, yeah, and look, even Tom Brady, right? He did not get to end the Patriots run the way he would have liked. He got a pick six in a playoff game to lose. That's kind of the sense I got with Aaron Rodgers and that Steelers game. It's over. That's over. Now, yes, Brady went to Tampa and had a miracle season, and they did that Super Bowl win. But, I mean, it just felt like, you know, I know, you know, he's been to other teams besides the Packers, but it is just not – it's not a good thing for him to, like, look this bad.
No.
You know, for his career anymore. It's just so – silly. He just needs to go off into the sunset. I think he could be a great quarterback's coach if he had like one iota of decency in his bones, which he probably...
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
Probably doesn't, but he's got to just let it go and let his legacy, you know, it's a first ballot Hall of Fame guy. Let it go. It's over. You're not going to be able to get yourself another Super Bowl, I don't think, you know, unless you would have to need like the most perfect scenario. It's just, there's just nothing such, no such thing anymore.
No.
So,
yeah. We'll see what happens with him. I think he will retire. I think, you know, with a change in coach now, I just don't see him staying there and probably not going to go anywhere else. Last game of the day was the Chargers.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, the Chargers and Patriots is all that's left. It was probably the least interesting game of the whole time, which disappointed me.
Justin Herbert was getting destroyed. Six sacks.
Absolutely. Yeah, the offensive line is not very good this year, apparently. And, you know, Giants had their way with their offensive line even. So, and when they beat the Chargers. So, and I had the Chargers as my dark horse at the beginning of the season. I thought that team was going to go sneak under everyone's noses and get into the Super Bowl. But then teams like Denver emerged, and now New England out of nowhere, which I did not expect. And, you know, yeah, here you are. And it's interesting. Drake May and is going to face who's he facing next? Now they face the.
I'm a little confused right now because I know that the Broncos were a team, I think, so they're going to play the Broncos, right? Because the Buffalo is going to play the second best defense in the Texans. Right? First, they had Jacksonville, and now they're going to have the Texans. So,
right.
I got to the year that Mahomes and Jackson are not in there, Allen has a tough road to the Super Bowl, and on top of that, his players keep getting hurt around him.
Yep.
So,
That's right. So Denver, right? That's what I was thinking. Denver plays New England because, and that's your battle of the second year quarterbacks, right? So that's going to be very interesting. And I think Denver has a very good defense too. Yeah. So
not going to lie, I do not want the Patriots to win. And you know, as a Jet fan, I'm a Jet Giant fan, so I do not want the Patriots to win. You know, that's going to be, to me, a game that I really want the Broncos to do well in. One more thing I want to mention, I just forgot to mention before. Did Barkley get hurt again?
To who?
Did Saquon get hurt again? Because I saw him on the sidelines, and he looked like he was struggling.
Who on the Eagles? Saquon?
Yeah, Saquon.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Maybe. He could have been banged up, a little bit banged up there.
Yeah. But I listen, I love Barkley. I hated that the Giants messed that up and let him go. But
well, now he's now you see, he got a Super Bowl. He had that amazing season. But you know, now he's sitting there in that locker room and he's got to break up fights between Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown. And so now this is what you're doing, right? So you have to get in between two guys who want to punch each other out and deal with this craziness.
Not his fault,
Dave.
Not his fault. They didn't want to.
Well, but that's what he chose. He went into the Sirianni locker room, which is poison. And now he's got – now they're out one and done. Right, they won their little. They won the division, but they're one done.
Come on, I wish it was the Giants that won. Come on.
Well, he didn't have to pick the Eagles, right? He could have. What I'm saying is now he's stuck with this disaster.
All right, but he won a Super Bowl. Come on.
Yeah, no, he got a Super Bowl, but who's to say he wouldn't have gotten one somewhere else? Right, you know, maybe I don't know. Maybe he could have done it anywhere. Who knows?
Well, listen. Let's get on to the coaches now. Now. I got to be honest with you, this I had a whole thing mapped out here. This is throwing me for a loop, the Mike Tomlin thing. I actually had that as wish list. I was hoping that Tomlin would get fired, right? Not quit. Of course, if he got fired, the Jets could have got him, and I would have dumped Aaron Glenn for Mike Tomlin.
Exactly. Exactly.
But now, the good news is they got to wait a year.
What's that? What?
The good news is they got to wait a year.
Yeah. Yes. So, yeah, what I also heard is Tomlin has always said he wants to coach the Commanders because I think he has ties to Washington. So, you know, if Dan Quinn, you know, it makes sense. It depends on what his feelings are about what he wants to do. Clearly, he's going to wait a year. He pretty much came out and said that, and you know, today announced that he's going to either be in TV or just sit out. And if he even wanted to coach, he would have had to compensate the Steelers anyway. And you know, the Steelers are unbelievable; they don't fire coaches. I've just never seen anything like it. Everyone resigns or whatever, but you know, it's kind of crazy.
That's one of the things that I admire about the Steelers is
they got to love the Rooneys. The Rooneys
you know what? You gotta have that. You gotta have the same coach, the same GM. You can't give up after 2 years and go to somebody else.
Yeah, but you know,
it doesn't work that way. Now, I know what you're gonna say. You know, they got it. They got a great coach. They got lucky, and you know these other guys have bad coaches, right? Like the Giants, but. Every one of the Giants coaches, when they were hired, you thought it was a great hire, right?
I did.
Right.
They so that's made sense.
But that's what it is when you go with a coordinator. You never know.
Yeah.
Which is my point.
I think the only one I didn't like was Joe Judge. I wasn't really sure about
that. Come on. He was coming from New England. Everybody thought he was great.
Well, you know, because he was coming from New England, I kind of liked that. But yeah. I mean, it's kind of like, who the heck is this guy?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know, yeah, but I mean, no, I like the Shermer move. I thought he was good for the quarterback. And I thought I liked Dable and I thought he'd be good for the quarterback, but it just didn't work out. Like, what are you going to do? McAdoo, I mean, they just kind of, I don't know, that whole thing was a mess. I mean, Coughlin and, you know, he steps down and they didn't want him really rustle the feathers, so they bring McAdoo up and promote him, and I don't know.
Last thing about Tomlin, whatever. By the way, there's another coach that actually stepped down and went to be a help and then became the head coach, Bill Parcells with the Jets. Don't forget.
Yeah.
So it can happen.
John Wooden also, it happened with him. So I think that, I don't know, did Sean Payton had something like that happen with him too, I think.
I think he could have been. Yeah, I think he did. And then,
so I think it's happened a few times. It's not that it's impossible. It's just that I think Tomlin is pretty clear with what he said so far is that, you know, he's taking a year off. So, which is fine.
Yeah.
it now adds a little wrinkle into the who's going where situation. Well, where.
Because now I got another team. So all my coaches that I had on here, I didn't contemplate Pittsburgh. So let's get into it. What do you want to go with first? You want to go with the Ravens? The Ravens are basically, I think, the team that is set up probably the best for a new coach.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Right.
And but it's not going to be Harbaugh. So it leaves Stefanski probably. I could see that happening because he's good with the quarterbacks and Lamar Jackson.
And he knows
is the franchise. So what's that?
And he knows the division. So.
Yeah, and he knows the division.
That's exactly. Who I had for the
Rams. At the end of the day, the way the Giants are really going after Harbaugh, I think that's going to happen. Coughlin, who had this big blow up with Mara on that last day when he walked out after his speech, he's telling John Harbaugh go to the Giants. So I mean, it's very clear. I thought the one thing that worried me was Sirianni. If he were to be fired, that would have. I mean, I don't know how anyone would have convinced John Harbaugh not to go to the Eagles. That to me would be impossible. But he did not get fired. I thought he would be, but he did not. And my bad. I eat crow on that one. But you know, he did fire his offensive coordinator, so I think that they are, you know, obviously no one's going there. No one in Harbaugh's staff is going there. So that leaves Harbaugh for the Giants and the Falcons, right? And the from what I understand, you know, really appreciated that Mara's, Chris Mara coming down there and meeting him in his home and all that. So far, so good. And he didn't much appreciate the Falcons reporting to the media that he met with them because he may have not given permission for them to report to the media. But what the Falcons do is that every time they interview somebody, they just tweet it out, no matter who it is. That's what they did this whole process. So that maybe with Harbaugh, you may have needed to do a little bit different approach. And then I guess he did not like that. So,
you know, the thing with Harbaugh is I know he wanted more control, right? And that was a perfect position to go to Atlanta. But I got to be honest with you, they got no first-round pick. Michael Penix is coming off another knee injury. Kirk Cousins is not going to be there because he's owed a lot of money, right? So they're going to probably cut him. And not having a number one draft pick, I don't see a quarterback coming there.
Yeah, well, what they have is a running back and a halfway decent defense, and that's about it.
And receivers. I mean, Drake London is very good.
Yeah, they have a couple good receivers. Yeah. But their running back is he's the standout. Obviously, that guy is unbelievable. So, but yeah, I think look at what the way he looks at it is. Here I am, John Harbaugh. Here's my legacy. I am going to go now and take a chance and coach the New York Giants, a four-time Super Bowl champion organization. You bring them back to glory where they've been abysmal for 15 years nearly. And if you bring them a Super Bowl, number one, you become the only coach to ever win two Super Bowls with different teams. And number two, you've brought the New York Giants another Super Bowl, their fifth, and, you know, if not more, and you could end up being one of the greatest of all time. So, you know, who you have to imagine the allure of that is big. And obviously he's you know, his family's in Baltimore, and it sounds like he already said they're not moving. He has a 9-year-old son in school, and they're not uprooting him. And he has an older daughter who's out on her own. So, he sounds like he's not moving them even to New York. So, that seems to be his stance. And I don't know. It's easier to get to Baltimore from New York and not Atlanta. I don't know. Yeah. I'll try to pull on every straw I can to see the positives. Obviously, there's structural issues in the organization that everyone knows about.
And the owner being sick.
Yeah, and Mara being sick. But, I mean, look, you know, he was not a spring chicken. And you knew at some point this crossroads was going to come. And
so any chance he goes to the Steelers?
The Steelers. See, now that's a little wrinkle that I'm not 100% sure he's going to say absolutely not. But what do you do about the quarterback situation there? You now have a late-round first pick, right? Unless you plan on trading your entire draft.
No, Carson Beck could be there. He could be.
Well, they'd have to really reach. Round. Okay, so right. They'd have to really. Well, they could grab him in the second round maybe or something like that.
But it's a little bit of a reach. Round. So if you have a late first round pick and you go and you get your quarterback, I think he's going to be very good, Carson.
Yeah, they could do that. And but here's the thing. They've done this kind of thing with other quarterbacks in past drafts where they've not been able to get, obviously, the top quarterbacks because of where they pick every year. And they've picked, you know, Pickett and other guys and you know, other, there's other names out there, Mason, whatever that was name is, I don't know what his name was. After Roethlisberger left, right, they've kind of tried that with these second tier, third tier kind of quarterbacks, and really has not worked. Now, is Carson Beck and Nussmeier, those kind of guys, better than anything that they've ever picked before? Mason Rudolph is the name I'm thinking of. Are any of these quarterbacks, you know, that are second, third tier, better than anything that they've had a chance to pick in the past? Maybe. You know, hard to say.
Yeah. So who knows? They also have the other guy, forgot his name right now, the Mississippi, I think it is. He was he tried to get eligibility, and they turned him down, right? So he's going to be another good quarterback. That's potential in the first
year. Yeah, there's probably three or four of them besides Mendoza that are like second tier, third tier kind of guys that you could reach for in the second round. I mean, I hope no one would pick these guys in the first round.
No, I think they're all first round picks.
Waste their resources on picking a quarterback in the first round. And reaching for guys, I wouldn't do that, but. You know, if they can think that one of those quarterbacks, those fourth, that third, you know, second tier quarterbacks, you know, of those four guys, maybe three, four guys, maybe they, you know, reach in the second round, maybe, you know, maybe they wait to the third round and they get lucky, you know, who knows? So it's doable. I don't know. It's kind of hard to say what, I mean, does he want to stick around in that division? He's familiar with it. You know, they have a great tradition, obviously, in the Bruins and everything, but he does have to rebuild that defense. They're historically one of the worst defenses the Steelers have ever fielded.
Yeah. I personally don't believe it's going to be a Harbaugh there, because I think they like to go with young coaches, right?
And yeah, I think so too.
They do keep them for a long time. He's too old for that, right? I don't think.
I think so too. I think he's got, not that he doesn't have a lot of work for the to do with the Giants. He certainly does, but the Steelers, I think, he has to overhaul the entire defense. And you know, the Giants have a terrible defense too, but they at least have young kids that they've drafted, and maybe they can kind of develop a little bit better with a guy like Harbaugh, right? So, yeah. But. The Steelers would have a complete overhaul other than TJ Watt, I imagine, who's been banged up a lot this season. So, yeah, they have a few pieces in the secondary. I liked what I saw from a couple of guys during the game yesterday. They had a guy like he also had Clark as his last name as a safety. He hits hard. I like that. I mean, there are a few pieces on that Steeler defense, but I do think they have a lot of work to do.
All right.
And they have no receivers, and they have no, you know, their running back, the running game situation is inconsistent. It's a lot of stuff they need to do. The offensive line is not as good as it used to be.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. That's why I think a person that, you know, he's 60 years old. He wants to win. Although they're in the playoffs every year, they still got a great team no matter what.
So. Yeah, it's really hard for him. I mean, it's very obviously the best team that is probably best ready to compete is Atlanta, but you lose the quarterback to an ACL. He's not going to be back until later in the season. So, if anything, if at all, he hurt himself late in the year. So it's not good for that situation. So right. Other than that, I mean, Miami maybe, but I don't know if there's a lot of work there.
I got to tell you who I got. We'll get to Miami. I have an idea there, but the next one I got is the Titans. Now I'm going to tell you who I think is Mike McDaniel, because I think they need somebody to develop their quarterback. And I think McDaniel is very good with the offense.
We'd be very good. And I did hear Brian Daboll did interview with the Titans, or is going to. You know, he's good with young quarterbacks.
Yeah, it could be him too.
So you can't really argue that. I could see Mike McDaniel is interesting. I don't know if he gets a head coaching job so quick. If not, he would be the perfect offensive coordinator for the Eagles. So he would fit in like beautifully right there.
Now, the one thing we didn't talk about was the Raiders. How come the Raiders wouldn't be good?
Well, they have Geno Smith, right? And
they're going to get Mendoza.
They're going to draft Mendoza.
They got Brock Bowers. They got Gent.
They have Bowers. They have some things that they can work with. I think that they really want to build their defense, and I think Flores was the top candidate over there. But now with the Steelers vacancy, that might be where Flores could go.
Right.
You know. and especially since Tomlin and him are really close friends. So Tomlin could probably give a recommendation to the ownership there and say, oh yeah, you know, go after Brian. My guy is my buddy. And I tell you, he's, you know, class act and all that kind of good stuff. And, but also, you know, you have, you know, Tom Brady out there as part of the ownership and the Raiders. And we just don't, I just don't know. It's their direction is so directionless. I don't know if Harbaugh fits out there. And I think he already said no, that he's not going to the Raiders. I think his team, his agent and everybody came out and said the Raiders off the table. So yeah, he can already shut that down.
Well, it's a little dysfunctional, you know.
It's very dysfunctional. I think, you know, if it's not Flores who goes there, I think it could be like the Packers guy, Halfley, the defensive coordinator.
Lou Anarumo.
Anarumo?
Yeah.
He's, now, you know, he's been hot and cold. Yeah. So
but
it could be him.
The thing is, I think that he I've heard through the grapevine that he is going to interview there. Now, does that mean he's going to get the job? I don't know. Today, the paper, the Giants are looking at Anarumo. I do not want a coordinator. I do not want a coordinator. It's got to be
a
guy who's done it before.
Yeah, I agree.
We can't live with that again.
Yeah, the only thing about Halfley is he's got Boston College head coach experience. Not that that's really much of anything, but it's something. I could see someone like the Raiders going, or the Dolphins. The Dolphins actually hired one of the Green Bay Packers guys to be the GM. So I could see the Packers defensive coordinator Halfley going down there to Miami. And what that leads to the Raiders is Flores or McDaniel or you know, but there's also the guys up in Seattle, Kubiak. You've got Chris Shula. I've heard that name around. I think Clint Kubiak would be very interesting for a young, up-and-coming rookie quarterback. He's an amazing offensive coordinator. I mean, he knows how to – it would be great for a rookie quarterback because – especially one who's not the best runner, which Mendoza is not one of the best runners. He would be perfect for them because they can establish their run game again since they've lost – they lost Jacobs, but you know maybe they have still something left from the time that Jacobs was there to build off of with their offensive line. I think their offensive line has been hurt by the fact that the Giants hired their offensive line coach, Priscilla, which I hope Harbaugh keeps if he comes here. But he's been a great coach. But I think the Raiders maybe want to reestablish their run game because that's what their identity was for the last several years when Jacobs was there. So maybe it wouldn't take much to nudge that direction again and start, you know, helping a rookie quarterback with your running game.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Clint Kubiak would be perfecto. He would be the exact guy you want to build your running game. So that might be something you could, he's a West Coast guy, right? So that could be something you might see happen as well.
So
I'll keep your eye out for that. And yep. I know the Seahawks defensive coordinator's name is thrown around as well. So both coordinators for the Seahawks. And I still don't know that anyone's in the NFC is beating the Seahawks. I have to say, I'm very impressed. I know the 49ers probably could do it, but I think the Seahawks look like one nasty, nasty team. Defense and their running game,
yep.
It's perfect. It's perfect for playoff football.
All right.
Now we'll see if they can come back from that 1 week off, which is always interesting to see what happens.
All right, so the next team we got is the Browns, right? Now, this is a dysfunctional organization. I got to be honest with you. They were on the right direction. They had Baker Mayfield. He made it to the playoffs. I think he won a playoff game. Then he hurt his shoulder, and for 2 years, he was average at best. And they moved on from him and got Deshaun Watson with the worst contract I've ever seen in my life. Fully guaranteed.
So
coming
so
off
bad.
Of accusations of sexual abuse to the massage girls, right?
Yeah, amazingly bad.
I mean, it's nuts. Now, they do have some talent. They got Myles Garrett. They got Fannin as a tight end. They have...
Their defense is great.
Right? They have Travis Hunter.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
There is some plus side for that right now. I got to tell you, I'm going to pick a guy and give you a guy I think is going to be their coach is Jim Schwartz. He's their defensive coordinator. He's well-liked. And I think that's who I think they're going to hire.
That to me is, I'm surprised that they haven't just done it already. I thought to me that would be the most obvious thing, unless he's just not in the mood to be the head coach anymore. So, you know, he's up there in age. So that's what I thought. They would just do that. Now, they could also go in the direction of a Kubiak or even this Chris Shula has been out there, and they could go at a remote, maybe. He would be interesting. He's a defensive-minded coach. Jim Schwartz is a defensive coordinator. Probably get along pretty good, I would imagine. So I think that that could happen. So, yeah, they're an interesting spot. Like I said, Harbaugh also said no Cleveland, no Raiders. That was in his list of teams he's interested in. They were not on the list, from what I understand. So that's okay. What I read.
We got two more teams left. We got Arizona, which is another. I just don't understand how these franchises. How can I say that when I got the Jets and the Giants as my teams, right?
I keep forgetting about the Cardinals having a head coach opening.
Yeah, I mean, and they got a problem with their quarterback, right? Kyler Murray.
Your contract is a disaster.
Hurt, then they decided not to play him anymore. They said just sit out.
And his contract's a disaster. Almost as bad as Deshaun Watson's contract.
And they don't have a lot of cap room either. They got $21 million in cap room.
Yeah, but I don't know what. It could be again. Space. Yeah, again, it could be one of the assistants that we were mentioning already: a Kubiak, a Halfley, any of these guys. I mean, these dominoes are going to fall. Falling.
Robert Saleh.
Oh yeah, you could also yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. He could get another shot. I mean, that would be good for the Cardinals. Actually, they really need someone to preach defense because that team does not have a defense ever really. So that would be pretty smart. I think that would be even when the Cardinals went to the Super Bowl with Kurt Warner against the Steelers, their defense wasn't very good. So it was all their offense at that point.
Right.
So they really haven't ever had that defense that they really should, invest in something in. They went Kingsbury because they drafted Kyler Murray. I get it. But, now maybe they need to go into the defensive direction, and especially in that division.
Right.
The Hawks, the 49ers, the Rams. These three teams now in the NFC West have just been defense. I mean, obviously Rams have Stafford and have got a great offense of theirs, but their defense has always been respectable over these years that Stafford's been there. And the 49ers obviously are, playing great defense, year in and year out for the most part, even no matter, their parts. The 49ers are a wild team, man. They are one of those teams you just interchange the parts and it just keeps working. That head coach is the best head coach in the league by a mile. It's not even close, I think. I know Harbaugh's great and Tomlin and all these guys, but, all the years that they were in their spots. But the head coach there, over there, Shanahan, my goodness, he's
great
superb.
Great coach.
Yeah.
All right, last team, Miami Dolphins. Now, this team is a crazy team, let me tell you. It's a crazy team because first of all, everybody loved Tua coming out of college. I never liked Tua. I thought he's a very accurate passer, but he got hurt a lot in college. And I said, this guy's not going to be able to handle it in the NFL. And that has been the case. They have a great receiving core, except Tyreek Hill is nuts, right?
Right. And you can't rely on him anymore at this point.
No, their running back is awesome, A-Chain. But
it's great.
But he's a little bit small, right? So so I think he's, it's a problem there. But they do have some building blocks there.
They're an interesting team. Yeah, who do you got?
My guy, Chris Shula. I think Don's son, they're going to bring him in and hopefully the name.
Wow, that's a lot to live up to. I don't know if he would. I don't know. I that makes sense, right? It makes sense. Will he be willing to? He can also bring his brother in. I don't know what his brother's up to. He could bring in Mike Shula, who's a well respected assistant coach over his years.
Mm-hmm. I just think it's a match made in heaven right now. And
That's interesting. I know I heard the name Shula out there, and I keep forgetting Miami has the vacancy, but I just never say, okay, yeah, he's going to go and be willing to go in his dad's footsteps like that. I don't know. It would be very interesting to see if they do that.
Well, you know what? I think they're going to start falling. They're going to start falling like dominoes in the near future. I think.
I think Harbaugh is the first domino. Clearly, if the Giants get that done, which again, all things are pointing that way. They're really going the extra mile. I'd love to see that Chris Mara went down there to his house. All those things that they've been doing. I hear even John Mara, who's fighting cancer with every fiber of his being, is on phone calls all day today with whoever to get this thing going with Harbaugh, and I don't know where Tish is on this, but I'm sure he'll just follow suit like he always does, because if he had ever had a problem by now, he would have spoke up and said something in his entire time as an owner, which he's never done. So I imagine the Maras are taking the extra steps.
They're really
steps.
Trying hard, the Giants. And yes. But I got to tell you, if they don't get him, I know you're not going to like this, but I think Mike McCarthy will go there.
Most likely, it is possible. It is likely. I'm not the greatest. He does have similar numbers as Harbaugh, but Harbaugh's done a lot more with a lot less than McCarthy ever did. So I got to say that's when someone posted up, oh, here, McCarthy, here's Harbaugh. It's exactly the same, right? If you look at the career numbers. But, then you think back, okay, well, let's see. He had Aaron Rodgers, a Hall of Fame quarterback in his prime.
Discipline, right? Well, yeah. Okay, you say that, but he did. He was wasn't he the offensive coordinator before he became the head coach?
Was he offensive coordinator? Yes.
So he was involved with bringing Rodgers into being a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Oh yeah, he absolutely 100%.
And that not going to take that away from probably the best under McCarthy.
Yeah, well, let's not say that Mike Holmgren had nothing to do with that. Okay, so Mike Holmgren was there while McCarthy was the offensive coordinator. So Mike Holmgren is clearly one of the greatest coaches that's ever walked. So I don't know. I think you can't just take the credit away from McCarthy completely. But again, how much was it Holmgren helping Favre and Rodgers become what they became, right? Even Andy Reid, right? Andy Reid was over there with Holmgren before he went to the Eagles. Got to keep that in mind.
I will tell you, before this afternoon, where I heard the Giants really putting the pressure to sign Harbaugh, I actually had Harbaugh with Atlanta and McCarthy with the Giants. And then I went to go get some steaks. I came on the way home. I heard, the Giants are putting the full pressure trying to get Harbaugh. And I was like, you know what? They'll probably pull it through, because if they don't, it makes them look bad.
Right. So they'll probably find a way. And for everyone out there listening to this and worried about Joe Shane and all the negativity that comes along with that, with him and the job he's done as GM, yes, we know. We get it. But he's a lame duck GM at this point, right? Next year is his last year of his contract. He was very, very vehement to not discuss his contract with the press when he did his press conference after they, did their end of season speeches and stuff. I don't know if he gets an extension if Harbaugh is hired. Harbaugh will probably say, here's a condition. I will work with Joe Shane. And this probably happens in a meeting, not with Joe Shane in the room. I will work with Joe, see how we go. Let's see how we do. Even if you don't really want a lame duck situation and the Maras hate it. So even if it means giving one more year to Shane's contract, you might do it just to keep that stable and then, and not make it look like he's a lame duck and it's just Harbaugh's. You don't want it to make it look bad where Harbaugh is coming in and just doing everything he wants. You want it to be a little bit of a partnership and that they can coexist. Let's give it a trial run. Even if you extend Shane's contract for like a year, you can fire him. They'll just pay him. It doesn't count against the cap. So it doesn't matter. The Giants are used to doing that. They have no problem doing it. I think that's kind of how this is going to end. If they do hire Harbaugh, it's going to be with the stipulation that, you know, I will work with Joe on a trial basis. And let's see how this works and see how it goes. We'll see what the results are.
Yeah,
and
then, Dave, I just want to say thank you for coming on. It's too soon to talk about the draft, but we'll have you back.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do another. We should do another one on that when it gets closer and everything is settled with these coaches. It's impossible to even know, right? I mean, who could even talk about it when you don't even know who 19's coaches are going to be?
I got you, man. All right. Yeah. Have a good evening, okay?
All right, buddy. It was great talking to you as always. Enjoy, guys. All right. Okay. Bye.
Uncle Phil's podcast is gonna get you loose. Come on and move.